What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Five Aside. It's your boy, you know, Chidalu, as usual, and my G, Okpe. Okpe, how far?
How far, my guy? We're chilling, man. How you doing?
I'm okay. It's been a chill, kind of interesting day, you know, an interesting week. I've not really gone to the office this week. Been taking off, had to do like a flu shot yesterday.
Flu shot? What?
Yeah, I took off yesterday and I took off today at work, so I didn't go to work this past.
Damn. The guy acquiring days. That's crazy.
Yeah, been chilling and watching Champions League. So anyway, how's your week been, first of all?
Shit, week has been busy, to be honest, but we move, man. Another day, another dollar.
But, oh, shit. That's the spirit. Man. Making money.
But, I mean, it's nice being able to be at home and watch Champions League games. So, yeah.
I guess since we last spoke, though, we haven't really... We didn't even talk about the weekend game, Premier League. But it wasn't... Did much happen this past weekend? Oh, yeah. I mean, we played Spurs.
Yeah, the Spurs game was pretty underwhelming.
I feel like that will be the theme of most Arsenal games coming forward. But me, I can't complain as long as we keep getting points, putting the points in the bag.
Yeah.
To be honest. But
I mean, as long as it's 3 points, you know, as long as it's not 1 point, we can't keep acquiring 1 point because see our draw against. Was it Fulham at the start of the season? That he ended up being like, oh, Arsenal has lost the title. Like, that's what people were saying, just because of the sheer class of the competition, if you want to win anything, really. So, I feel dropping forms sometimes can affect the team and affect, like, your end goals. Like, because if you keep saying that, oh, yeah, this is just a slight hiccup, at the end of the season, it will still end up being like, you know, looking back, those drop points that we dropped. So it'd be nice for us to get them. So, I mean, it would be nice if we still win, Sha. Even though the games will be more boring.
I can't get mad at boring, mostly defensive football. I don't like it. That's not my preference. I've always been a attack kind of person, even when I play Football Manager and FIFA. I like attacking football. But can't complain if we keep picking up the wins. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how Madrid fans feel. Like, they don't care. Like, just counter, keep a solid structure and win games.
Yeah.
As long as we are winning, no wahala.
No problem.
Yeah, it's when we start losing. I play defensive football. That's when I... What's the point?
That's the point. That makes sense.
If you're sitting deep and losing, if you're going to win, I'm all for if you're going to win, if you're going to die fighting, be fighting.
Yeah.
I can't run away and still die.
That makes sense. But I mean, I think the attack, they just need to... I think they need to find structure because Odegaard, like, you can see is affecting Saka's, like, output also. So I think once Saka is able to find chemistry, and that's why I think consistency will now be key in these next couple games on who we're playing, so they can build, like, cohesion. So... Yeah. Because, like, Saka and Odegaard seem to have that connection, and it was very, like, it was easy to create chances.
Yeah, it's tough. I get what you're saying. And I think we've been dealt really tough run of fixtures, like, that might kind of negates the process of actually building great attacking chemistry. Yeah, it's because we've just lost our key. Like, our entire attacking football, attacking play is built around Odegaard. So to lose him and having to play all these really, really tough games on the bounce, like Tottenham, Atlanta, Man City, that's tough. If it was something much, if it was like an easier run of fixtures, that would have actually enabled us maybe find another solution attacking wise.
Right.
The true games and getting experience playing together and chemistry. We're having to play these very, very difficult games. I understand why Arteta is going the route of, you know, make sure you don't lose and then try to win. Because I'm pretty sure he brought in Sterling for today's game against Atlanta. It was so obvious this guy was just trying not to lose the game.
Yeah.
Sitting more like a mid block, low block, and trying to like get chances off of set pieces. Like you see, Albert hold up the ball and trying to win a foul. Like,
yeah.
Tricky, getting corners, that's what we're trying to do. Then when the match was almost over, he took out Saka and put in Sterling on the right and left Martinelli on. That leaving Martinelli on, that kind of shows intent. I know he's been playing rubbish, but he's, you know, he's one of our most dangerous pieces of play when it comes to counter football. So I'm pretty sure he tried to use Sterling and Martinelli on the wing just to get an advantage and hits and starts taking advantage of counter situations more.
Yeah.
Win the game and then pack the bus. That was his plan. That was peak Mourinho packing the bus.
Keep your defensive shape up until late.
And then now try and win. That's what he tried to do. And we did almost get a chance towards the end of the game.
It felt like there were zero chances created in this game.
Martinelli had one chance off the counter. That one that he ballooned, like at least.
I do feel like, did Saka take a shot this game?
Besides the free kick, I don't remember any shots.
Wow, that's crazy. Saka not taking a shot in the game.
I'm just, people like, if you remember all these Twitter people that keep talking about how Odegaard is negating Saka. That's something I'll never understand.
Negating Saka. Like.
Yeah. A lot of people on, especially Twitter, I mean, I know Twitter is filled with a bunch of weirdos, but there's a lot of people on Twitter who actually believe that Odegaard is limiting Arsenal's growth from getting to the next level because it takes up spaces where they feel Saka will thrive. And I'm like, what the hell?
Are you saying, bro? Nah, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. A lot of people would rather. That's where that opinion about Arteta's apparent inability to platform talents like Vieira. They believe that someone like Vieira would do better because he has a, what is that terminology they even use again? Zone of influence. Than someone like Odegaard who likes like maybe like one two and whatnot. There was a narrative before this my guy dispelled it last season that Odegaard was more of like a Bernardo Silva that he did not have range of passing as a KDB or Bruno. I wonder where all those opinions went to. Because last season, this guy completely threw that out of the window. He's passing through.
I think what people fail to understand, passing close range is much more difficult than passing long range.
I believe so too.
So if you're able to complete short passes very efficiently, bro, you probably will be able to make long passes. So that argument is just, but anyway.
I hope they're seeing it now. They're seeing what this guy, like what we are missing with him. And I'm like, oh, that Vieira is a better, a higher talent system than.
No, Vieira is good. I'm not going to say like Vieira.
But he's not on Odegaard's level. He does not even have a ceiling. Odegaard's ceiling is way higher. Like, he's not even the ceiling.
No, Vieira too is pretty good. Like, Odegaard is definitely better than Vieira at this point. But having Vieira, I think their game is kind of different. Like, Vieira is Portuguese, so they're probably looking at him more like a Bruno-style player. And maybe he feels like he can hit the ball pretty well too. So maybe he's more of like a, like that kind of player that can bang shots. Because obviously maybe Odegaard doesn't take as much shots. Like Saka really takes the shots. I mean, Odegaard will take shots if he gets chance. But someone like Vieira will be more, I guess, direct. And not like looking for, they will just. But I mean, if we have Saka doing that already, you can't have two players shooting every time. You just be battling before average.
I mean, then again, he's a player that we need to find to unlock defenses. that simply, I can't always be the one like banging shots every time. Because if he's the kind of person who shoots first, I want that to be like a Trossard or a Saka, you know. But I mean, he does shoot sometimes. He's got like 13, a midfielder scoring 13 Premier League goals or 14 Premier League goals. That's not someone who will not shoot when he gets a chance.
Who is that?
That's Odegaard.
So, yeah, I know. Did he get 14 goals last season?
The season before, he scored 8 last season.
Last season was last.
And that was pretty good for a midfielder. So,
yeah, I mean, considering his minutes, he plays a lot of games, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as that kind of player. He creates. He's more of a creator. I'm not even counting him as he's supposed to be banging goals. That's not my expectation of him.
He gets about the same numbers of goals as Bruno. So, and assists too. So
and more assists, actually.
And even more assists. So it's not like he's giving his. He's a great player and we'll miss him for sure. But I also think we can play without him. We just have to figure out a way.
Mm.
And if we can win, we might not be as fluid or much of an attacking force. But with our defense, I still think we're still supposed to be able to like beat teams we're better than.
Yeah. I think if we can unlock Sterling.
Mm, true.
If Sterling can be unlocked, because we need a player that is like a good dribbler. I don't think any of these people. I mean, Martinelli is pretty good dribbling, but I think.
Yeah, he disappoints me.
Yeah, and we need dribblers, someone that can carry ball in the middle. And that's what I mean. This guy can dribble, but I prefer Trossard dribbling more upfront.
Who?
Trossard.
Over who?
Over, like Sterling, like midfield. But even Sterling, because Trossard, I want him to dribble and get stand and shoot, like. Trossard is always looking for shots.
If Sterling and Trossard can kind of combine, where they can maybe mimic, mirror Mbappe and Vini in the sense where like they can switch.
Mm-hmm.
Trossard can like go to the left and cut into his right and shoot.
Yeah, if Trossard plays that midfield,
I think that's Trossard's strength. He likes cutting to his right.
To his right, and Sterling on the left wing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll see how Teta combines them. It seems like he's trying to give everybody fitness now, so I think there'll be more rotation in the games, in these coming games.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be fine. I'm kind of interested in how the City game goes. I heard they lost KDB. Hopefully, not that I'm wishing anybody injury, but I hope he stays out as long as Odegaard. We stayed out for as long as Odegaard. You know, I know they have Gundogan though, and Foden is back, so they are not lacking talents in like depth in talents. Yeah, their depth is quite insane. Because if I really think about who we have in the bench.
Hold on, I got what was that?
So I was like I know KDB is also injured, and I was like, not like I'm wishing anyone injury, but hopefully he stays out for as long as Odegaard, even though their depth is quite insane because now Foden is back and there's Logan and everything. So, we'll
see. I think City is just a team that has good players. Like we can see in Madrid, like they just find a way to win.
That's kind of what we did against Spurs, to be fair. We just found a way to win because really we were not even clicking attacking wise. And City also didn't really click against Brentford, but they had Haaland just win the match for them. Same as Madrid versus this people they just played in Champions League. What was the name again? The German team. Who did they play? Leverkusen? No, it wasn't Leverkusen.
Who did who play?
Who Madrid just played recently? That actually they bought.
I can't remember the team. But yeah.
It was a crazy game because these guys really should have scored in the first half, but they were so profligate. Stuttgart.
Yeah.
Nah, Stuttgart bought the heck out of Madrid yesterday, but this man then could not take their chances. And then two corners. Yeah, keeper, two set pieces that keeper Vicario did.
Bruh, that's crazy.
Two guys goalkeeper. Two chances go. Like,
mm-hmm.
Same thing happened with what's his name again? My is my what's that guy's AC Milan's goalkeeper at Liverpool.
Magnum.
Yep. He's a good keeper, a good shot stopper, but hopeless in set pieces.
Yeah, but then Endrick's shot was actually, he can hit the ball. My guy Bobby is nuts. Don't play with the shot power, bro. That guy has technique.
Yeah, true.
Because the things have, like, I saw this guy try. Because there was even, if you watch the game, there was one corner that he took. And this ball came as a volley. Like he was trying to volley a corner direct.
That's Hendrick.
Yes.
Yeah, the one he basically is tied. It's always quite
Yeah, that is this thing. But I'm just
he
saying, like,
missed it.
the kind of Nunes energy that is there. Because that kind of shot, if he actually connects to that ball, best believe it will enter.
He's not lacking for confidence for sure. He will
Oh,
take any.
bruh. Those chances, the fact that he can actually take those, like perform those kind of things at Almo, that's what he's looking to
Do you
do. That's
think
crazy.
if it was like 0-0, 1-1, and at that same time in the game, do you think he would have still shot and not passed to Mbappe or Vini?
I mean, probably not, but that's the thing about these chances. Like, that's the thing about, like, over when you see things that you say, oh, they have a winning mentality like Madrid. Because it's more like, once it might take them time to score, but once they score one, almost they can keep scoring you. So it's like, once they just unlock, once they find the key to unlock, and once they score one, all of them, their confidence will go up.
Yeah,
So,
true. Well, anyway, I guess I think it's just too early to lose hope, to be fair. And I also remember Champions League games are different because I also saw City struggle versus Inter Milan. So, you know,
oh yeah, Champions League games are different, and this table format is also different. Sorry, what was that?
maybe it's not even just the fact we are missing Odegaard. Maybe we are just Atlanta was just a good team.
Right.
Let's see how we fare like at Park at home in a game where I think we should win. Let's see how we actually perform because we've been playing tough games. Even Spurs at home, away from home, is not easy as well. So, but at least
Right.
we won that one.
I don't
I'm
mind this
sure.
Atlanta's draw. Like,
Yeah, another draw away at Atlanta is not bad. In most teams in Europe, maybe even City, all those Madrid, they might still draw.
Really, this league, they won Champions League now. Didn't they beat Leverkusen?
They beat Leverkusen that marked someone like four goals. They really
Bro.
complete zero.
These niggas did this thing. So it's not like, but anyway.
They're a good team. Yeah, well, do you have any hope for this weekend though versus Man City?
I have hope actually. Like, I'm not too, I guess, yeah, I mean, Haaland is on mad form, so it's scary, but from the last game, if Gabriel actually is a beast, like he says, this is when Gabriel, I mean, Gabriel and Saliba, they're already forming, like, we are the best defensive duo at this point. The performance of a city will be very important. Like, I don't care whoever is missing, if we're able to keep goals out, like comfortably, that we're able to, like, lock them down, then I'll be like, okay, our defense is
I'll be
actually
honest,
what we
I'll gladly take a draw from Etihad. I'm not person.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we somehow replicate last season and at least get 3 points here. Actually, we drew here last season, but
Would you? Yeah.
be better last season and win here. That would be nice.
It's interesting. The Sterling is going back.
Oh yeah, maybe
Sterling needs to bow the
that might ginger him to put in his best in this play.
out. Bruh, Sterling needs to bow the fuck out. He should better start training.
Yeah, for real. Because Martinelli right now is not doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
I feel like he will miss any chance he gets at this point.
I swear. Like,
Dizzy, Man U fans were very happy at their performance versus Barnsley. Apparently, they are.
they were very happy. Yeah, I saw a lot of them posting. They were posting, like, screenshots on Instagram. I'm like, wow.
They probably want to. I'm pretty sure Man U fans won't mind getting relegated now, so they could enjoy this every weekend.
Right. This is very wonderful. It's like Anthony was having the game of his life. Like he was even playing with Bruno. That's the first time I saw Anthony smile at Bruno. Like the two of them were actually smiling. I was
Even Rashford was having the game of his career.
Yeah, Rashford was just yeah. I could tell the it really highlighted like the difference in athletes, bro. Cause it's like damn.
Barnsley, are they in Sky Bet or with one? Are they in
I
Championship?
think it's Lingwan. I think it's Lingwan.
Barnsley.
Where it's like for Anthony to be smiling, bro.
For Luke.
Anthony's always having like
Yeah,
a
they're Mono.
Lingwan.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
deserve a championship team.
Nah. I mean
Nah.
they are pretty high up in League One though. Like
Yeah.
I think they're part of like definitely like the top teams now. Because for them to make it to this thing, now bro. They're probably up there.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think Ten Hag is going to last till January?
Oh, of course.
Hmm.
He should. He should.
What if he does this his next two games?
I think. I mean, he has reinforced the midfield with Ugarte, so I'm actually expecting things like Diallo is looking like he's balling. Anthony is looking like he's balling. Garnacho too. So, it seems like that team is gelling. So I'm interested to see how things go from here. Because I can see like their team is actually not terrible on paper. Like they have a pretty set team. So
You think you believe them in top six, right?
yeah. At this point, I'll put them in sixth. I was putting Newcastle over them, but realistically, I would say like mine is better than Newcastle at this point. And
I
so
still have them sevens, I can't lie. Well, we'll see.
yeah, you have mine you seven. So who is sixth?
Sixth, I think I had one of I think it's New Villa. I had Villa sixth.
So Newcastle is not part of the top six.
Newcastle, I think Newcastle is was fifth.
Nah, Newcastle can't be over my ear, bro, at this point.
I mean, I'm not saying my pre-season.
Yeah.
I had them fifth.
Oh.
I had Tottenham fourth, Liverpool third, Arsenal second, Arsenal first, Manchester second. Anyone can you can sweep swap those two. It's fine. But yeah, I had Newcastle over Man U.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I'm not ready to go back on that yet because
Oh.
yeah, they lost to Brighton recently though, so it's,
Who is
that's just, and they beat Southampton. Southampton is probably going to finish last. I mean, beat
Yeah.
Southampton and Barnsley. That'll be enough to make me go back on my. Even though these are impressive wins, I can't lie. Even though Southampton dominated that first half, so I won't forget that yet. I still have them seventh. Newcastle plays Spurs, right?
Yeah, I think they played Spurs, but Newcastle has they've lost some games that I was like expecting them to. And Newcastle's defense, I mean, Shaw just came back, so maybe their defensive numbers will get better. But Man U's defense just looked better
And
than Newcastle.
delete is looked good, even though he played
Yeah.
terribly in the international break. For him to come back and have that like ginger to actually put out that performance, that's kudos to him. He might actually be a very good buy for them. Yeah,
Yeah.
so that's
It
one.
really seems like, yeah. I think Licha injured again, did he?
Who?
Lisandro Martinez.
Oh, I have no idea. Oh yeah, and I could see that many Man U fans were really excited at this Ugarte's performance, which
Right.
honestly, I mean, they should probably realize that that was just Barnsley. So they shouldn't get excited too quickly.
Yeah, who's the next?
in terms of ginger and defensive, gra-gra is good. Where they might be frustrated at him is his maybe passing decisions and whatnot. But in terms of defensively, he's a good player. I was a good player, but he hustles a lot. Like you try, sure. Might commit a few fouls too.
But we'll try. Yeah.
It reminds me a bit about Torreira. You remember Torreira? He has that ginger. Those South Americans are very, very,
Oh, right.
very
This
hard.
dog, this bulldog
Dog.
energy. Yeah, you can see it in Lisandro.
Bro. Yeah, they might be an anointing, Sha. I can't lie, but I still have
Yeah.
the
Sure.
talent. Anyway. Next weekend is going to be an interesting weekend. I don't know if I can't even say I'm excited, but I just want it to pass. I want us to have an easier run of games because this season, this start of this season has been rough.
Yeah.
It has been rough so far. But after Man City, I think we'll have a little bit of a breather, if I'm correct. Hopefully,
Yeah.
well, I think
And
if I
next
play.
to no, next to Premier League games, I think it's Leicester. I'm playing Leicester up next week, and I think maybe Southampton the following
Oh, okay. That would be nice because I've not
week.
enjoyed these past weekends, man. All these Villa, Wolves, Man City, Tottenham. I'm like, guy, please
Yeah.
give us some Southampton.
There's one guy in Wolves that I'm watching, Strand Larsen. Nah, he seems like a Haaland type of player, actually.
Really?
He's
Yo, did
like
you see?
this.
Speaking of Haaland type of player, did you see Gyökeres in Champions League?
Oh yeah.
That was a striker's goal he
Yeah,
scored.
yeah.
That was a real striker's goal.
Gyökeres is actually putting out some numbers this season.
Bro, he's giving Haaland numbers though. But he's very expensive. That's probably why no one wants to buy him. He's really costs probably like 100 something.
100 and some now, bro.
Yeah, I think it's like 100 million. That's really close. He's very expensive. But he's really, really good.
He
And
just renewed his contract now.
wow.
Yeah,
Well,
I think this last season, because we were trying to buy him in last summer now. And then I don't know what happened. I guess the 100 million they were asking for, that's not they want to pay. So
yeah.
he resigned.
The reason I was reluctant about him was because of Nunez, because Nunez was also like balling out before Liverpool, like in the same, I think same team or same in the same league, Benfica. But I watched Nunez and I was like, nah, this guy, he reminds me of like Vardy, just like counter, knocking forward and scoring. You get what I'm saying? But
Yeah.
this Gyökeres is different. Like, take it from me, he's actually a good footballer. Like, he's not just firing shots and just like. He's not as raw as Nunez was. He's actually a baller. And from what I see, like he's
Gyökeres is like what? He's a dribbler, isn't he? He's like 6'5". Like.
Gyökeres, like he knows he has a good touch and he knows how to like make space for himself and shoots. He's not like and like all these poachers or like penalty box poachers that were just I think Nunez more of like penalty box poacher. And Nunez can run with the ball, yeah.
Yeah,
But
Nunez can move the ball though.
yeah, but he doesn't have like that kind of haphazard clumsy nature that Nunez has. He seems more refined in his touches and his finishing. Like he that is goal for in Champions League, for example. That's a real striker's finish there.
Yeah.
As he loses, he's going to be a good player, except like something crazy happens to him. But he's a very good player.
Gyökeres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If gave me more is the man is a harder decision than he was maybe a couple of weeks ago.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's crazy. He's not your
No, I
player.
think I see Rachel's been highly, but I'm just saying from what I saw, what I watched because I had their game on the side. He seems like a really good player. Yeah. Yo, did you see Bayern Munich versus I don't want to. The fact they conceded 9 goals, I don't think their name is worth pronouncing.
Number. I don't even know, bro. Yeah. That
This
game
guy
was.
was one of the match, in my opinion. Musiala, boy, he knows
I mean,
coming.
they gave Kane. But Musiala bought the fuck out, bro. Bayern's team is so amazing, bro.
Dynamo Zagreb, 9-2. Jeez.
Nine. Those guys, man. Hey. Sharon will
King,
miss them. You better give
first
them.
English player to score 4 goals or first and first place score three penalties.
About shit. This nigga, he has what? 53 goals in 50 games. That's
Nah,
crazy.
Kane will probably finish top scorer in Champions League this season. What do you think about this new format? Do you like it?
Actually, I look like it because it's more games.
Don't let
like,
us hear you.
yeah, but I guess at this point it's like people will be saying, oh, yeah, we should give players rest. I'm like, I beg, just come and play, bro. Like, we all gotta work, bro.
Yeah,
Like,
I think the players deserve some rest. Yeah. If they could just this international break, really, like, do they need
no,
it?
but part of this thing is really like, how about you just get let people get more teams, like, regulate, like, have more bigger rosters, because that's why they are using five subs now. They're increasing the rotation for like
Yeah, but
younger.
we want to be watching our second team too. Those guys are ass, like, really.
No, but that's the thing. More people is this is all like generation. Like people, our population keeps increasing.
That's a fair point, yeah. Have better teams that will and I guess
Yeah, you can't tell me
increase
everybody's
rotate
just
more.
trash. Yeah.
Rotate more. I get your point too. Like maybe rotate more so that, but the truth is that even fans will still want to be watching the best players. Like if
Yes, now
the reason I
they
don't
will
watch
watch the
Carabao
best
Cup,
players now.
but
That's why
this
there are more games.
players rotate, but I don't really like watching EFL Cup because I don't get to see the best players play as much. And I watch some games, but like when it gets to
I don't
business
think
end.
so. I don't think I mind watching like EFL Cup because I
See,
get to see other people play.
yeah, but I'll be honest, best fans like me, I'm actually more interested in watching the best players. Like all these Patino and the rest, I really don't care about them till they make it to the first team.
That makes sense. That
If they are the ones playing important games, I don't
Bro,
know.
I think that
Well, I get
a
your point.
lot of
First, it makes sense.
talent doesn't make it out. So it's like,
Maybe this will give
yeah,
an opportunity to actually show themselves more.
you see, really, because niggas that have teams like Chelsea, bro, Chelsea has 23 people trying to play. These are full-time players. It's not like they have niggas in South America, bro. They just need to go and bring them.
See,
Like,
I'm not gonna cap. You make a fair point. Like, what's the point of having these big rosters and then keep complaining about plenty games? Like, when you have
games,
a lot of players
like
who actually don't even play. Like, oh,
they
your
even play.
dad is in your team and he has not played one game for years.
Really,
I
like when you look at Man City squad, see plenty of their guys don't even get to
think
play.
the quality of your squad depth should also show the full quality of your team because it's not your first team that wins you thing. Your second team, third team, give them all a chance to play.
Yeah, I don't think it's that, bro. There are people that watch really young people even play. So some of these games, because at the end of the day, like I even watch, it's kind of like watching women play. Like, it's not like I watch these. I was actually watching. I mean, it was just showing on TV. Sure. I
They
think it was a U
look at
under
you. It's not like
21.
what you men play.
No. Now watch. No, it was actually like younger people, like you 21 women. But it was just playing on TV. I think it was Germany versus, because they are playing their World Cup right now. And yeah, it wasn't actually, there was one left winger there, bro. She was just cooking, bro. So you actually see people that are like, damn, she's actually cooking. So, because, yeah, I guess it's me. I used to watch a lot of these younger people when I used to ref. So, it was like seeing talents build up. It's just interesting.
Yeah, I before I used to be watching like all these under 17 and then under 21 like World Cups too for the guys when I was younger, when I was more interested in like all these youth talents. I'm trying to pick the next decide with the next best thing, But I guess plenty all these young clients have fall, they don't fall my hands a lot of time. I don't tire for them. I don't tire for them. Remember Zelalem? I don't remember Zelalem. I don't remember Gansu. Hakim Mastu. Bro, there's been so many players I've seen over the years. I'm like, oh yeah, this is the next guy. This is the next guy.
Maybe. It doesn't have to be like this, the next guy. It can be his own guy. He became his own guy.
But he never become his own guy at the end of the day. Where the hell is Hakim Mastur today? No one knows.
Yeah.
You remember that Arsenal's Zelalem boy? Yeah,
Zelalem.
that was a prodigy.
Yeah.
There's one wonder. I think he was Ghanaian. He was actually Ghanaian. That was really, really like a big prodigy at the time. It was supposed to make it big for Arsenal. What's his name? Is that Zelalem class? Oh my God. Oh, I remember his name right now. Adelaide. Ren is it Adelaide? Adelaide, yeah. Adelaide.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a bowler. I saw him preseason, did some kind of nice flicks and tricks. I was like, oh my God.
Remember? Yeah.
But the guy no blue. Anyway.
Really? Yeah, I gotta go in a bit. Yeah.
My next Arsenal future star is a boy. I think it's something down in what system again? Down man or whatever. You should look him up. He looks exciting. I was watching his videos recently.
Like a striker type guy.
He's like a cam. Maybe he can even come in for Odegaard.
Realize play one area first play now. One
Wait, there are
area
many
first.
Arsenal fans clamoring for this boy to start starting for Odegaard.
One
One
area.
area, one
Yeah,
area.
this is chance. But yeah, guy, I have to go. I have
All right,
a thing for
I
more.
think I actually think we're done for today, to be fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been nice talking about football. See you all next week.
All right.
Right.